Good morning. This is another wonderful day here in the high desert. My subject today is hiding cookies. Hiding cookies. What an interesting subject, you think. Well, I was reminded on this, to talk about this morning about this subject, when I watched my little dog, our little pincher, mini pincher, Little Love. I watched him when I served him the breakfast. And with his breakfast, I offered him a quarter of a cookie. But I, with a good attitude in mind, I thought it will be a delight for him. And so he was eating his breakfast, and then he took this little piece of cookie and put it in his mouth and went all around the room. All around the room, and I watched him. And I said, what the heck will he do with it? And he said, should I help you, little love? I'm sure you want to hide it. And lo and behold, he agreed to it. So I put him on the sofa, and that was the right place. There he really was happy and starting digging in his cookie, putting it in a corner so that it was not visible anymore. And he was all happy. And I thought, how interesting. Why does he do that? Well, I thought, he's smart enough to keep some goodies for himself for another time. Because now he had his breakfast and he feels satisfied, fulfilled and satisfied. So he puts this goodie away. Very intelligent. Well, we too, we have sometimes cookies. We buy special cookies. And because we know we like them so much, we put them aside, we put them away, we say it's for a special occasion, it's for a special opportunity. Or we even put them perhaps in the fridge, somewhere in the corner so that nobody sees them in the believe in knowingness. Well, one day I will remember. This perfect moment I will remember. Well, we are in life like this. We are having cookies within us and we're hiding them. We're hiding them maybe all life. These precious cookies which we have brought into this lifetime to eat them, to enjoy them, and to feel nourished by these cookies. Now, what kind of cookies are these? Well, this morning I was definitely, and strongly reminded one cookie is one-pointedness. Concentration, one-pointedness. And while we were watching yesterday evening a movie, which really didn't turn me on, for some reason I just shut myself off, I missed the cookies. I missed the goodness of the cookies, the sweetness of the cookies. What a lesson. This little laugh this morning taught me, remind me that they're always there, the cookies. They're always there in me. There's always the goodness, the sweetness in me. I give it attention. But how many times do I hide them? Hide my cookies, which are talents. Talents which I have never discovered, never even thought about. We when I came to the University of Healing and I was told you might go out into the world and give seminars, I thought this is just a thought impossible. This is something I would never be able to do, to give talks, to share my belief with the world. And then by practicing and doing my coursework and practicing this philosophy, wow, all the sweetness, all the cookies were just all in front of me, served on a golden tray. And one day it arrived, that wonderful day, when I had the courage and took the opportunity to go out in the world and share my cookies, my sweetness, my thoughts, my philosophy, my belief. And the belief that I am God, knowing that I am God, that I am divine, which always was in me, which I always felt, and I had the taste for it, the sweetness. I could taste it. There were moments of illumination when I tasted the cookies. And then I put the box away again, and I was hiding it, not realizing that it's always there, available. When I just claim the truth, claim it and accept it. And so there are many people who have been a symbol to me, an inspiration to me. People like Grandma Mose, who was in her 80s or 90s and discovered her cookies, found out that she was an artist. It's never too late to eat our cookies and to discover the sweetness in us. It's never too late to know that I am God. It's never too late to practice who I am, because all time is here. All time is now. And I'm enjoying this spiritual food, being me, being myself, liking myself, which is the sweetest cookie I could serve myself, nourish myself, having my breakfast, my lunch, my dinner with thoughts, with good thoughts, with an attitude that all is in divine order. That my world, my creation, is my mirror. And I see all these cookies, this sweetness in everyone. And I see them using them, eating them, enjoying them. Hiding cookies, it's not worthwhile to hide them. Let's enjoy them. Let's use them. That's being fulfilled and know that the cookies are always within. Listening within, becoming in peace with myself and saying, I'm a good person. I'm wise. I'm intelligent. I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. I like me. I'm God. It's not only the dessert, the cookie, but it's a full meal. So let's enjoy our cookies and not hide them anymore and have them available here and now. Enjoy your cookies. Have fun. I love you.
If you see the Buddha on the path, kill him.